We are going to continue the hour by talking about some cool developments that are happening just north of Chapel Hill. A couple of spots in between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. Number one, Sonark Media, which has established itself as a really cool recording space with a lot of future plans in the works. That's up in that general vicinity. And just down the road is Maple View Farms, which recently sold to a new owner, Greg Bolin, who is making plans for a lot of really cool stuff on that spot as well. The owners of those two spots are collaborating together on a larger, longer-term vision, and they both join us here in the studio to talk about it. Stephen Rates with Sonark Media, Greg Bolin with, what is it called now?
It's Union Grove Farms.
Union Grove, that's right. Not Maple View Farms anymore, but that same spot. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us join.
So, Greg, let me start with you. You purchased Maple View Farms, you're turning it into Union Grove. What prompted you to make the purchase in the first place?
So we, over the last 9 years, have developed a new grape. It's a thin-skinned, seedless muscadine. Mm. And Maple View was ideally suited. It had not only a great location with great views, but it had open farm ground and had a lot of buildings. And we've been able to make use of virtually everything.
And you're planting thousands of grapes out there, right?
We are, yeah. We have today, I think it's 54 miles of grape lines.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see the change. So
yeah.
If you go out and have your ice cream at the Maple View ice cream stand, you can look out over now a vineyard instead of cows.
What is the ultimate product going to be from the grapes?
It's a table grape.
Mm-hmm.
We have also developed a freeze-dried grape, which is unbelievable. I should have brought some with me this morning into the studio.
We'll have you back. Bring breakfast next time.
Yeah, no, that's they literally, everybody puts one in their mouth and goes, wow, they are that good.
Nice.
So we're excited about those. And then we've been building a distillery that we use to make brandy, not wine.
Nice.
But we will make a brandy.
What's the time frame on that?
We hope to have the distillery finished by harvest this fall.
How much work goes into planting 54 miles worth of grapes and building everything else?
It's 7 days a week, 10, 12-hour shifts every day. And we've done it all ourselves, which is unusual because in the industry, a lot of times you'll hire crews to come in and build the lines. The biggest planting takes place before we ever begin to start because we're farming in a fashion called regenerative.
Mm.
And we are the first certified regenerative table grape farm in the United States, which we're very proud of. So we don't use any of the sides, no pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, or fungicides.
Who's the we? How many people are working with you?
We have about 20 people on staff now.
Okay, awesome.
And about 1,000 worms.
Yeah, well, no, 100,000. We have 100,000 employees.
Tell them about the
busy
worms.
On purpose, right?
Yeah.
This is all part of the process.
Yeah, so yeah. We take the waste from Orange Schools and Weaver Street Markets, and we put it into a vermiculture lab where we literally make our own fertilizer.
Nice. Speaking with Greg Bolin, who is the new owner of formerly Maple View, now Union Grove Farm, same location, building the distillery and that vineyard going on there. Stephen Rates also here from Sonark Media just down the road. And the two of you are here together because you're also working together on larger projects too, right?
Yeah, we've been working together on the distillery side, I think. That's where it started. Greg is the big vision of the farm. And how many acres do you have now in total?
1,250 acres.
But wow. He is an enormous owner of land. So yeah, the distillery kind of happened last minute.
We started down the trail 2 years ago in
there was nothing
November.
But an old building. I mean, it's kudos to Greg because it is unbelievable how much has happened there in such a short period of time.
And all of that is just kind of the beginning, right? Because you've got visions for a restaurant, a music performance space. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we hope to be able to include a restaurant there. And if you have a chance to come and look, it looks like Napa. So
yeah.
If you've been to Auberge in Napa Valley, it looks out over the vineyard through the valley, the Napa Valley.
Nice.
And of course, we are on a much smaller scale than the Napa Valley. But when you look out, all you see are vines. And it's a very cool place. You know, I love symmetry and the ability to look and see the lines from, 9 different directions.
Right.
Where you're having a nice cocktail and a maybe some food in the future.
Open up the Carolina Laundry there, maybe.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
It really is. Most beautiful sunsets, as our fellow Chapel Hillians will know when they go to Maple View Ice Cream over the years. You know, now you will see all the grapes when they're growing and everything. It's quite stunning. And how many trucks of dirt did you put in?
We're getting about 140 a day.
So he's been landscaping it so that visually it looks very, you know, pretty and symmetrical and all that. And it's just unbelievable the scale of things and how it has been transforming the landscape in a positive way.
And I know this is still really preliminary, but vision in the works for a possible performance venue too, right?
Yeah, we still have to iron out a lot of the details on what that looks like in terms of size and what it looks like in terms of frequency. But we have had the benefit of one of my sons, Peter Boland, who has been a great user of natural resources and has built a very distinct backdrop for the stage, all out of boulders that we've taken out of the farm. So,
and these are not just boulders. When Greg does something, he does it big. These boulders are 10 feet, 60,000 pounds, is that correct?
Yeah,
for one boulder.
60,000 pounds each.
It's amazing. It looks
like Stonehenge out there.
It looks like, well, we call it golden rocks instead of red rocks.
Yeah, it's kind of cut out of a slope. And then stacked all the boulders against it. It looks really pretty.
Ideal time frame on that? Open that up?
Well, there's still quite some question marks that Greg is dealing with. And we'll see when that comes to fruition.
I was going to say, give us the ideal time frame and we'll tack like 6 months to a year onto
it.
Well,
we'd like to think that we'll have the distillery pulled together by the start of harvest, which would be September. We have a long ways to go.
Yeah, there's still a couple of really big things we need to do, but it can all be done on site with the equipment that Greg has. And I'm just very much looking forward to getting the distillery up and running, because I think it's a milestone. It will be a big milestone in the project.
Talking about the future of formerly Maple View Farms, now Union Grove, also Sonark Media just down the road, a couple of really cool spaces, getting even more cool in between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. Got to wrap up. People want to know more information. Where can they go?
You want to go first?
So we have a website that we're in the process of updating, ug.farm or uniongrovefarm.com.
Steven?
And for us, it's Sonark Media, S-O-N-A-R-K, media in one word, and you can find all our information there.
Head to those websites and find out more, and we will await the future of both of those locations with a lot of anticipation. Stephen Rates, Greg Boland, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks for the opportunity.